I want you and I want the other folks who got some money to laugh with them, because I don't want them to laugh by themselves, because everybody know who broke. So everybody laugh. I mean, if you're real broke, just laugh. Everybody laugh. You're laughing at the devil because you're about to come in on some information. Listen, this is the first thought I want you to get. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost on me. The first thought I want you to get, you about to come in on some information that is about to change your situation. Glory to God. That's the first thing I'm going to talk about. Listen, write that down. You about to come in on some information that's going to change your situation. All right, if you're broke, laugh. Everybody laugh with you. Other people laugh with you. Laugh. Laugh loud. I mean, the broker you are, the hotter you laugh. Laugh. Ha, 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 ha. Why are you laughing? Because you're about to come out of this mess. If anybody need to be broke, it need to be the devil's children, not God's children. We don't spoil our Father on all the silver and all the gold and the cattle on a thousand hills. So if you're broke in here, anybody in your broke, you're in the right place. You just come to the bank. Spiritual bank of God. I'm going to give you some revelation out of God's word that's going to keep your pocket full of money and your purses too. Full of money. Looking for somebody to bless. I'm going to talk about money today. And don't care what demon in hell get mad about it. Just go find you some old religious church that tell you you're going to be broke and in poverty. Turn to Galatians chapter 3. I'm telling you, name it, text I can find. Christ has redeemed us. Look at that 13 verse. Christ has redeemed. Christ has delivered. Christ has set us free. That's what I'm talking about, the 13th verse. From the curse of the law. Being made a curse for us. Christ became poor that we might become rich. Rich. Somebody, everybody talking about rich. I'm rich. I got the Holy Ghost. Yeah, the Holy Ghost is rich with finances. He got all the revelation. Listen, every financial secret, God know it. Y'all didn't hear that. Look up here at me. I'll tell you what you're going to hear me now. Every financial secret to make you prosper, God know it and he want to tell you. Now, God don't want you just debt after debt. After debt. I always worry about the little check. Just squeeze that little check so tight. That little check holler, you're choking me. I can't go no further. How many know what I'm talking about? Squeezing a check. Yeah. Squeezing that check from day to day. Every Friday. Here we go. To the bank. I'm telling you, we're going places. We're going to build. We're going to buy the other 20 acres of land over here. We got 20. We're going to buy the other 20. We're going to build one building. Build another building. John Osteen said, don't never stop building. Keep something in front of your people to do. I'm going to have you build. We're going to build. I'm telling you, we get through building. We're going to build a new office complex. Get through that. We're going to build a new children's church. We're going to build with strong foundation that you can go high. John said, build one foundation. You can't go no more than too high. And he told the people, said, I'm going to build another story on it. This our building. No, the man said, you don't have the foundation. We're going to get a good foundation. We want to go 8-story high. We're going to have a good foundation on it. How many of y'all don't want to be broke no more? How many of y'all ever been broke before? How many of y'all lack it? How many of y'all like to stand in them line with them cards? Don't know if it's going to go through. How many ever been in line with a card and didn't know whether it's going to go through or not? Look. That ain't for the body of Christ. That's poverty. I'm going to share some things with you that you can go in any building you want and get anything out of there you want, and you're not going to have you try suits on. You're not going to ask the price. You're just going to say what size you want and go in the dressing room and put it on and come back out and lead the man to the cashier. You never ask him how much it costs yet. You're going because you're part of the body of Christ. Now get that old poverty spirit out of you, because I'm preaching like this. I want you to know that I'm not preaching some secret I don't know about. I got the secret. God has showed me how to prosper. I got an anointing for prosperity. And I'm tired holding it in the closet. I'm bringing it out this morning. I want you to have it. You understand? And you don't have to be worrying about these little debts all day long, worrying all the weak needs, people calling you and bothering you, and you got to be taking Alka-Seltzer and Pepto-Bismol, but they're bothering you. Just bothering you. And then you stop buying these cars you're not able to buy, trying to prove to somebody that you got prosperity. Drive a Chevrolet until you're able to drive a Cadillac. Clean that Chevrolet real good. Get in there. Shine the tires up. Ride in that Studebaker until you're able to drive an Alexa. Wear that wool necktie until you're able to wear a silk one. Come on, raise your hand if I'm telling you the truth. False prosperity. I'm breaking every false prosperity bone you have in your body. We're going to break it this morning. I'm telling you, I'm going to preach and teach. Say this with me. I'll never be broke.
Another day in my life.
In the name of Jesus.
I plead the blood
over my finances.
Over my finances.
Say, what the blood got to do with, well, you can't you read? Turn up. You at Galatians. The blood got something to do with your finances. You know God didn't do much of a deliverance job. If he called about delivering us and didn't deliver us from poverty, what kind of God this is? A broke God. And you know he loves his children so much. I'm going to ask you a question. Let me give you a little illustration. You in Galatians?
Yeah.
Let me give you a little illustration. Let me use Ron. I use Charles this morning. I use somebody else. I don't know. Say Ron a multimillionaire. Multimillionaire. Almost a billionaire. And little Ronald Jr., he's 25 now. He found this girl of his life. And he married this girl. And Denise, Ronald's wife, loved her. I mean, she just liked this girl. She said, this is the girl I want my son to have. And little Ronald Jr. see a house around the corner called $175,000. I remember Ronald, his daddy, is a multimillionaire. And he said, Dad, I sure like that. How much you like it? I said, I really like it. Go tell the man, take the sign down. Daddy is going to pay for this house. And $175,000, you got to remember, to a man who's a multimillionaire, is like $1.75. Seeing Ronald buy the house for little Ronald. Then his little girl, what's your little Ronald? She wants something. She married a boy from not too good of, you know, the family to have much money. And she married him. But Ronald Jr. got this house around the corner. And there's another nice house right beside Ronald Jr. house. Ronald like it. Well, Ronald's a multimillionaire. How come anybody be a multimillionaire? It ought to be that preacher there. That's why I took Ronald. Oh, get out of here, you stingy demon. You preacher holding back demons, get out of here in Jesus' name. Them demons who want preachers broke, we don't want them here. Get out of here. Ronald said, Ronald, I just bought Ronald a house. Rhonda, go tell the man, take the sign up in the one side, Rhonda, because I'm buying it for you. How much it is, baby? $250,000. She get a better house. Them girls always getting more out of daddy. $250,000. Go ahead and get it. Daddy got it. Denise don't even have to go in the saving account. They got that much in the checking account. Oh, glory to God. Now, listen. Listen. All these old poor spirit, all these old demon, poor, and all you learn in your church when they were talking about you supposed to be broke. And just forget about all that. Turn now. Why I told you to turn? Read it out loud. Go ahead. Wait a minute. Some people don't know where we're at. Wait a minute. Some people don't know where. Galatians 3 and 13 is in the New Testament. Because I want everybody reading you, I'm going to get you out of debt, out of these old poverty spirit, these old religious spirit. We owe everybody we know. We don't supposed to be owing all these folk. The borrower is the servant to the lender. Y'all listen to me? Now, I told you what my subject was. The major subject is money cometh to the body of Christ. Say that. You can do better than that.
Money cometh to the body of Christ.
Are you a part of the body of Christ?
Yes.
So what that mean? All right, say it again. Say it now, what that mean to you? Say it's not for covetousness. But it's for covenant reason. Now read Galatians 3 and 13 and see can you believe that. Let me ask you something. Do God lie?
No.
Huh? Is God broke?
No.
Is God your daddy?
Yes.
You remember Ronald?
Yes.
If your earthly father. There's a scripture. Oh my God, scripture is just coming after me, you know. Hurry and read that scripture so we can get to another one. Read that 13th verse out loud. Go ahead. Now, Christ has redeemed. Christ has paid for me not to be broke. Christ made an expensive deposit in the bank of heaven on my behalf. His name is Jesus. And by making that deposit, now he said to me, ooh, glory to God. You want me to tell you what scripture turn it out? Turn to Ephesians 1. Look at 3, verse 3. We're going to read it in a few minutes. Ephesians 1 and 3. I told you I'm going to preach and teach against poverty. Money coming to the body of Christ. Christ had redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. Curse. Say this, curse, get out of my way. Debts,
get out of my way.
Now let's stop buying that stuff you don't need and pay that bill off. Them little small bills, line them bills up from the smallest, listen to me, to the biggest. Line them up, they look like a giant, but they're not no giant, they're just like Goliath. You got the slingshot of faith and revelation in your heart, you're going to sling them Goliaths down. Every bill you got, pay your house off. You're going to pay everything off. Or you call, say, I can't pay. Yeah, you can pay it off. You listen to me. Christ had redeemed us from the curse of the law. Say, curse.
Get out of my way.
Prosperity.
Come in my way.
Hallelujah. I tell you, I'm anointed this morning. I'm fired up. If you broke, you in the right place. Thank God I'm broke in the right place. What did I tell you, John? Yeah. I'm talking about that deposit God had made. See, God, Christ had redeemed us for a curse of the law. God made a deposit that none of his children will never be broke. Religion messes up. And then these little group get together, these stingy group. When the Lord gives the pastor a vision, this tight group, they get together. Get them demons out of your life. Don't talk to them. They're going to keep you broke. They're going to keep Sears and Jesse Penn and all them folk calling you. Don't pay attention to them. When you go in Sears, you use a card that you got to pay in a month. Use a card just for convenience. American Express. I use American Express now. I put that Visa. I don't mess with that thing. You pay $30 and you pay $30 and owe $40. They got you a system. They got you where you pay that Visa for $800. You'll pay the rest of your life, and you'll never pay it out. Now you know what I'm talking about. They got that thing set up. The world system is set up to keep the church broke and to make the wicked people more richer. We turning it around. God made a deposit in heaven for us. His name is Jesus. And because he made that deposit, listen to it. Look at the third verse. Listen to the third verse of the first chapter. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. See that deposit now. We are blessed. Now, that's not just talking about being spiritual. Matter of fact, you can't be too spiritual, bro. Because along with brokenness, a little fella go along with brokenness called worry. And another little fella come in, and you can't stop him, called fear. They run with broke folks. And people put on them good dresses and them nice suit and necktie and think they're foolish about you, just as broke as you can be. You ain't got a quarter. We won't preach you out of that. I mean, I'm telling you, the Lord told me to do that. The Lord told me that go ahead and preach this series and then get it in the body of Christ's hand. Money cometh to the body of Christ. So this is the second chapter. You in there. I just had you read Ephesians 1 and 3. Now, I need to clean. Turn to John 15. I need to clean your mind. Clean this poverty mind to a prosperity mind. Some of y'all think broke. T-H-I-N-K. Think broke. And then you almost T-H-A-N-K. Thank the Lord for being broke. It's just stupid. Thank you, Lord. I don't have nothing. I love you so much. I serve you because I'm broke, Lord. I don't have the fine car like that man had down the street. I don't have the fine home like that man had. But I love you, Lord. Lord says, stupid, you don't love me. If you love me, you're going to let me bless you so people can see how good a daddy I am. Praying to me about how broke you are. Don't come to my house with this mess. Don't bring this poverty up to my throne. Why you think I put gold streets around my throne? I don't want no poverty up here. Oh, come here with that old poverty prayer to me. Lord, you know I love you. Joe driving a Mercedes, Lord. I got a Volkswagen. I don't want to spend that money on that Mercedes. I want to buy a Volkswagen, Lord. Lying spirit, listen. John 15:3. This is what I got to do to you first. Oh, put this in your note. This is going to be good in the book. I'm about to purge you of poverty. We're going to purge the poverty out of you. Point at your neighbor. Point at your neighbor. Tell them, you about to be purged of poverty. Hallelujah. Say that. Say it. Boy, them demons mad. Them poverty demons mad. See, some of y'all think you got to. You got your old mama and your daddy and your grandma and all of them who was broke on your mind, and you can't see. You got them family glasses on, them natural family glasses on. And that's all you can see. Daddy had an old truck. You got an old truck. Don't let you get a new Chevrolet, boy. Dad, I'm better than daddy. What is that? My God, if you're driving a Chevrolet, just drive and be happy. I'm just talking about what I'm doing now. Nothing wrong with Chevrolet. I had one. But Chevrolet don't drive right to me no more. I'll just tell you, I'm telling you the truth. I'm not lying to you. That's where my spirit is. Now, you visitors, you don't know me. You hang around before you judge me. Hang around, and you'll know my heart. You don't know me. Don't judge me. Don't look at my car there and judge me and put me in a sack with them other preachers. I'm not no sack. My father blessed me because I'm going to tell you why my father blessed me. I'll come back and clean your mind in a few minutes. You put your finger in that bush. I'm going to show you why my daddy blessing me. Turn to Isaiah 1:19. You won't know why I'm like I am. I'm going to show you how I'm like I am. The Lord can tell me, go to Greece tomorrow. I'll go. He know I'll go. And he'll tell me, whip two baboons. He know I'll jump on them. And he'll have to help me, but I'll jump on them. I'm trying to show you how to get blessed. You don't know nothing about me. Shut your mouth up, you lying thing, you. Judging me because I'm blessed. Won't you judge somebody poor? Get mad with them for being poor. Don't get mad because they're blessed. Come out of them Gorilla suit and get blessed here and get what the Lord wants you to have. I'm serious. I'm serious about the thing. What did I tell you, Tony Lynn? Isaiah 1:19. If thou, what did it say? Two things. You know the first part, I want this as a point. You know the first part? Be willing to change your mind about finances. Be willing to change your mind. Now, see your mind telling you, oh, now you don't have to have all that. You tell them, you don't have to have all that. You don't need all that. Just serve the Lord. That's a demon. That's a devil trying to hold you and keep you broke because you can't serve the Lord. Suppose the Lord won't send this boy here. Stand up. Suppose the Lord won't send him to China tomorrow. And I say I need 15 people to give 5,000. Three quarters and over 7/8 of y'all in here ain't able to give squat duly. You can't. I need the $5,000 not after you go pray 2 hours. We need the man got to be on the boat in the morning. We need $55,000. The man got to go. You the body of Christ. We can't go down here to Joe's Saloon and get it. They ain't sending me going to preach. So he said, need $5,000. So I say, I need 10 persons, 11 persons to give me $5,000 right quick. And then you say, La ba shaka pa pa so po ba. No, hold it, baby. Don't pray. Wait, I don't need nobody to pray right now. I need 5,000 from you. You got 5,000? Ya la ba ba. I'm praying, Pat. The Lord's gonna send it. Ya la ba ba ba. Yeah, the Lord's gonna send it, but the man got to go tomorrow. We ain't got time for the Lord. But if you had it. Let's just say you had $75,000 in reserve. In the bank. In your storehouse. And I say, I need 5,000, and you obedient to the Lord, see? You jump up and say, you got 5, Pastor. And then, Pastor, if it look like it's a little squeeze here, and you're like you can't get another one, you know, I don't want to hold the other person from the blessing. I hope the other 10 stand up. But just in case two others don't stand up, write me down for 15. You got 75, all your bills paid. Yeah, I got to send some of these boys to one. That boy, they don't want to go to China because he lack here. He got a business. Sit down. He don't want to go. But the Lord called him here to go, you know. He don't want to go to China. He got his wife and family. But I want you to see the point. Huh? And I'm saying just what I want to say. I ain't going to be broke no more. Say it.
I ain't going to be broke no more.
Y'all better come. You visitors, you better keep coming here. You better act like a member. You don't want to miss none of this. Sunday and Wednesday, I'm telling you, I'm walking in a nothing of prosperity. I might go to land my hand on people any minute. I don't care what the world says. Critic gonna talk about you anyway. I got the anointing of God on me for prosperity. I might go to land my hand on any one of these servants, tell them be blessed. One man over there, he had his offering out. I said, give me that envelope. I said, Lord, fill this man's pocket with money. And the anointing was on. And they might call me all kind of old false prophets, you know. He preaching money out to people. I'm putting money in your pocket. Now read that 19th verse out loud. What the last part say? You shall what?
Eat the good of the land.
Qualify the good of the land. What do you mean eat the good of the land? Huh? The best. The best. That's not talking about having good church. You know, good church. Boy, we had good church. Everybody got to have. He ain't talking about, he said, eat the good of the land. You know what that language is talking about? God is saying, don't sell her for less. For I have provided for you to have the best. Say this with me. I'm not selling for less.
I'm not selling for less.
For my Father. God
has provided
for me
to have the best.
I'm coming out of debt.
Now
listen to me very closely. I want every one of you all to open a saving account. Some of y'all sitting right here don't even have a saving account. I don't know what the minimum is. It's been so long since I tried to open. I went one time, I didn't even have enough to open the doggone thing. You know, they had a minimum amount. They didn't, people didn't do all that paperwork for $2. You got to have a little more than $2 now. How much it is?
$50.
Lord, give everybody here $50 quick in Jesus' name. I'm serious about this. I'm preaching. Open your account. Put it in you and your wife. Now, you see another thing now. Here's another point about money coming. These separate account mess. Oh, the Lord dealing with something here to Joe. My account, her account. And you made the vow we want. Oh, you want to confess, money coming. Then you holler, my money. No, Lord, they don't give nobody no money who holler their money. Money coming to those who say, everything I have, everything I got, use it, Lord. It's all yours. I am what I am because you made me what I am. I'm not going to reserve this money and hoard this money, Lord, whatever you want to do with it. Get rid of these separate accounts. A house divided shall not stand. I see husband and wife, Mr. and Mrs. account. Mr. account over here and Mrs. account over here. Now the devil got you split it. Split. God can't bless that. So put this down as a point. God is not going to give his money to a divided house. If you be willing and obedient. We haven't got to our text yet. If you be willing and obedient, you shall what? The first thing you have to will to do in order to get in prosperity is change your mind about how God think about money. I don't know how many of y'all been in religious church, but you know they talk about money, they beg for it all day long, but then they tell you, don't stay with it. Love of money is the root of all evil. The lack of money is the root of all evil. Being broke, that's evil. I don't love no money, but I need money to operate. I need money for this ministry. I need millions of dollars. I tell you, I'm bored going in business because they're going to help me build these businesses. Y'all, if you got a business, if you're with this ministry, I'm with you. But if you're not with this ministry, I ain't with you. They ought to close you down, you tight thing, you. Because you ain't going to do no more on hard garden money and buy your stuff and come out there and ride and try to make us look bad. And you shouldn't be arrogant, you know, coming to church arrogant, yeah. Flashing your diamond ring and showing off with God money. And when the tide comes, you let a dime rob you. Now, let me tell you a revelation in this early service. The devil, how did I say that wrong? Don't let the devil rob you for a dime. The devil been stealing from most of you all for a dime. How many getting a revelation of it? Devil stealing from you. If you're not a tither, the devil is stealing from you for a dime. He's holding you back from prosperity by fooling you to keep a dime that is not yours. Boy, I tell you, it's been a lot of rumors going on when I was teaching. Boy, I was talking that good stuff, you know, God put money in your pocket. Boy, I hear a roar go through you. When I start talking about that dime, you hear a few, you know. I start talking about that dime. That dime is that dime you're supposed to give to the Lord, that 10%. See, when you look at it as a dime, the dimes add up to dollars, but remember, God has given you more. The devil, let me tell you how he robbed you. The devil is stealing from you because of a dime, and then the other 90 cents, he's making like Haggai called it. You got hold, find that scripture, hold in your bag. Haggai, you got hold. Most of y'all got hold in your pocketbook, hold in your checkbook, hold in your saving account, because you're robbing God of a dime. Boy, it's quiet in here now, Henry. Yeah, it's going to be some conviction, condemnation, and some devil choking, everything else in here. It need to be. I want to get some finance in the body of Christ's pocket. God told me to preach about money coming to the body of Christ. I tell you what, Satan been cutting that money off from you. You get $5,000, I think you got some money. $5,000 ain't no money. You can spend that in one hospital bill. Haggai, find Haggai. It's in there in the Old Testament. Find it. I'm going to show you why you're so broke. You got holes in your bag. You're working two jobs, you're putting it in a bag, out the bottom it go, because you got the Lord dying. Tell me, lie to me, do something. Say, good preaching, Pastor. Lie. That's all right if you lie to me. Just go on, say it. Good preaching, Pastor. Make me feel good anyway. You still got the hole in your bag, whether you say it or not. We're trying to, let's patch that hole up. Jesus' name, we're going to patch that hole up. Give me that scripture. Give it here. We're going to patch this. You see this hole. See, this is what the church, no, I tell you what we're going to do. God don't believe in patching. We're going to give you a new purse. That's right. Whatever they call this thing, we're going to give you a new one. Whatever it is. This is what they call it. You have sown much. And see, and bring in little. You know what I mean? Haggai wanted H-A-G-G-A-I. You have sown much and bring little. You eat, but you have not enough. You drink, you got it? I hear rumbling. You got it? Yes, 1 and 6. You drink, but you're not filled with drink. You clothe you, but there's none warm. And he that earn his wages to be put into a bag. Now say this with me, Lord.
Lord,
this morning,
I'm getting a new bag.
Now, I'm going to tell you why. This sowing much can't be mean sowing much to God. How many of y'all getting anything? Come on, lift your hand if you're getting anything. How many of y'all don't want to be broke no more? How many of y'all like to have plenty, 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 plenty. Wait, no, let me finish. I ain't through yet. Plenty, 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 plenty. Plenty more, plenty more, plenty more, plenty more. Plenty, 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 plenty. After you get your house built, after you buy that car you like, you know, and we're not just talking about these things, but you see, that's part of it. Plenty, plenty, plenty. Then you send some people over to the, we give $30,000 last week. I took some of your money and put it in Kenneth Hagin ministry pocket. It got a church starting every 4.5 days. And you got a part of it. Well, let's go back to this bag with the holes in it. Over half of y'all got it. Just look forward and keep smiling. Because over half of y'all in here broke this morning. Just as broke can be. And I'm not confessing on you, I'm preaching it all for you. But over half of y'all in here, I know without a shadow of doubt, over half, you might have a nice suit on, you just as broke as you can be. I know why, because that old poverty spirit has latched itself onto the body of Christ. And let me tell you, if you got $10,000 in the bank, you're still broke. Lord Jesus, I wish I'd have came to the next service. You're here now. Now get them holes out your bag. How many want to get the bag with the hole? Get rid of them. That's right. That's what I'm here for. I'm your man of God. And I come to tell you how to shut this bag, get a new bag. Listen, we ain't going to pass that old bag. That old bag, we don't eat more seed no more. We want a brand, want to leave out of here this morning. Every one of us. Now, you going to open, how many of y'all going to go, well, I want everybody here to have a saving account. $50. Find you $50. Go to the bank like you got $50,000. Say, I want to open up this account. Mr. and Mrs. Greg Scott, $50. Give them the $50. And say, then when you leave out that little book, get back in the car and say, Lord, now I got a storehouse. Thank you for my storehouse. You know what I'm talking about? We ain't going to be here all our life. Don't save no money. Fool, you crazy. Put some money up. And then if the Lord send you to get some of it out to give for a word of call, go to that bank and you got $55,000 in there. Say, Lord, give me $5,000. Say, give me $5,000. Then, Mr., I want $5,000 out of here. And bring it and give it to the Lord's work. How many seen what I'm saying? You see, I'm trying to keep. See, this covetousness is the thing. Listen. Now I'm going to tell it. We'll get back to this bag. I'm going to tell it. I went down to the supermarket. Had my shorts on. T-shirt. Because I was going to walk when I get back. But my wife and I, at that time, we were juicing every morning. Juicing means you take apples and orange. We had a juicer. We pushed down in that thing, you know. And we drank on the juice before 12 o'clock. We wouldn't eat nothing else. And I was in the line behind this white, it happened to be a white gentleman. He had a 6 or 8 pack of beer. And I saw when he put, well, you were right behind him. He pulled his wallet out. I saw that wallet was empty. And he pulled his one bill out. Listen very closely because I'm going to tell you what God spoke to me. And it's for you. He pulled that bill out and he paid for that 6 pack or 8 pack of beer. And they give him a few dollars back in change, you know, and he put the change in the pocket and he put the few dollars back in his wallet, an empty wallet. He looked back at me and he said, money really goes, doesn't it? I watched him waiting, don't laugh, because I want you listening. And I said, yes, money goes, you know. Just talking, small talk to man, I don't know him, I don't want, I just said, yeah, money really goes. Thinking nothing of it, I paid for what I had, and I got in my car. When I got in my car, listen to me, the same God who called me, oh my Lord, same God who spoke to me and told me that he'd bring me out of kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. I got born again. The same God a year later who called me and told me, said, you're going to preach my gospel to thousands of people. Go preach my gospel. Same voice that later on, now I'm skipping apart. Yeah, I'm going to say, same voice when I was sitting on that pipe at BSF1, I'd been there 16 years. That same voice, I heard it right in the middle. That voice said, tomorrow is your day. Quit. That same voice told me, God was in my car after I left out that store, told that man money goes. And that voice said, and then, you know, God not a stiff neck. God is comical and then he's cool. God is cool. He talked to you cool sometimes. He said to me, money really go. And when he almost got goes out, I heard these words right here.
money cometh. But I mean, it was like a woman who's 8 months pregnant, and that baby had formed and kicking. And I said the second time, money cometh. And then I said the third time, money cometh. And kind of casually, I thought it was just a word for me from heaven, because I knew it had a special perfume on it, a special odor on it. I knew it was supernaturally spoken. Money coming is too common word, but when God breathes on them, the common part, take out of it. Any word God breathes on is not common no more. See, that word, those two words was God breathed into my spirit. So I didn't know the ramification of it. But then God started dealing with me about those two words, money cometh. Then he started telling me some things. You want me to tell you what he told me?
Yeah.
All right, number one, you put this down. It's not for covetousness reason. Covetousness means you want everything for yourself. And you ain't planning on helping nobody else. And you don't care what on a preacher heart, what God is saying to a church or a vision. Don't make you no difference. You giving $40, no more. That's covetousness. God ain't gonna trust you with much. Now the devil might give you something, but you're gonna catch hell with it. He ain't gonna be happy and full of joy. I'm telling you that the devil, he gonna whip your tail. Because if he give you money, he got a right to do what he want with it. Now he can give you some money. The devil will give you some money, but he giving you money, he's buying your soul. And he wanna handle you just like he want. He can come to your house, slap your wife side of the head, and make her think you slapped her. Then cuss calls you, you go to bed, no sex, nothing. Devil just make all your house just terrible. Well, he give you some money though. He'll buy you a nice house and a nice car. The devil will. He can do it because he told Jesus, all this is mine. See, a lot of these folks you think blessed, the devil give them that. Everybody driving a new car, it don't mean God bless them. Some God, I want God that wouldn't obey the pastor, wouldn't obey the church rules, went down to the lot, talked to Price LeBlanc, got a car with no job. And come back and give God the credit, but it wasn't God, that devil. God ain't give her no car. The devil gave it to her. What else I was telling y'all about before I got on that devil's girl? Say this. God want me to prosper.
God wants me to prosper.
But it's not for covetousness reason.
It is for
covenant reason. How many understand the difference between the two? All right, here's what else. Now, yo, he said that's the second thing. He said for covenant reading, he told me to tell the people to say, I'll never be broke another day in my life. Now, Haggai here, let me see, can I deal with this? Because the Holy Ghost just brought me over here, and I really don't know what he want to do, but I know, ye have sown much and bring in little. Listen. Oh, I got it. I know why he want me over here. Look up here. Listen. Let me read this part. Y'all listening?
Yes.
Everybody listening?
Yes.
Listen. This is what he said now. You have sown much and bring in little, right?
Yes.
Now listen very close to what I'm about to tell you. That can never happen with God. It is impossible for you to sow much in the kingdom of God and come up with little. That will never happen with God. You know why? Turn to Luke 6:38. You know that scripture, Alonzo. That, see, because it can't be talking about God, saying it can't be talking about God sowing much a portion, bringing their tithe, and get happy and hilarious, a cheerful giver, say, well, I got my tithe, but I think I'm going to put in 200 more. And have little? No, my God, that can't happen with God. God gives seed to the sower.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
That's God. Are you hearing me? Look at Ephesians. Now look at Luke 6:38. Look at this verse like you never heard it before. Look at it in the span of this revelation we're getting now. Look at it. I want you to look at it. I don't want you to just say this little passive voice. I want Jesus to talk to you now. I want Jesus. Let Jesus talk to you now. I don't want you this little, oh, I know that. Nope. Quit that. See, you're not going to hear Jesus. I want you to hear Jesus. Jesus talking to you from the basis of, ye have sown much and bringing little. I say to you, the Spirit of God want me to say to you, that can never happen with God. God is not cheap. God is not tight. God is not broke. God is not coveting us. Give. You read Luke 6:38? What did it say?
Give.
Oh, what did it say?
Give.
Oh! Money cometh by giving. See, God works opposite of this world system. Money cometh through this world system by stealing. This world system. Cheating everybody you can. That's the way they work. That's my God, excuse me, Lord, but our whole government system, the whole thing set up to rob you. And people on welfare, let me tell you, and what is, you always want to say green stamp, food stamp. My mama used to lick them green stamp, boy. We used to get them screen. My mama used to have stacks of books. We're going to the green stamp store. And you got 45 books and they give you two little old things. So I've been licking stamp for months. And I thought we were going to bring the whole store back. And they said, 7 books for this. I said, man, my tongue's sore. You talking about 7 books just for this doggone little old thing? Yeah. But if you got some money, partner, that's the Lord. See, if I had money stealing them green stamp, if I had some of God's money, man, I could have bought that whole store, all that licking I did. How many ever licked green stamp? Lord have mercy. Green stamp here and green stamp there. Green stamp everywhere. And then, boy, I said, boy, we're going to buy some stuff. We're getting out. How many ever been to the green stamp store? How many ever licked the green stamp? Man, I was driving along in my daddy's Chevrolet. I said, you know, I don't know what mountain I'm thinking about. We ain't going to be able to bring all that stuff back in this Chevrolet. I didn't know no better, man. I thought you can buy some stuff. You listen, this welfare stuff. And you up there with them stamps in that line. Now, if you're on welfare, stay on it till I get you off it. Don't throw them. Don't throw them. Don't throw them. What you call them? Don't throw them food stamps away. You ain't there yet. One message won't get you off. But I tell you what, if you hang around, you're going to come not a poverty, it's already on you. A prosperity spirit will come upon you. And you can't even think broke. I can't even think broke. I can't even think of an empty wallet and an empty check account. My mind will have to, I tell you, 55,000 demons would have to have machine gun holding on my spirit. And I still hide out, no, I'm not broke. I'm never going to be broke. I got the revelation in my heart, man, and I'm not covetousness. And see, one of the things the devil, you know what the devil do? When God bless you, he wants you to hide it. Amen. They never said, but I want you to know, listen, you can't be willing and obedient and broke at the same time. Amen. Write that down. Write that down. Write it down. You can't be willing and obedient and broke at the same time. They don't go together. Willingness and obedience run broke off. Open a saving account. Open your saving account. Have a storehouse for God to bless. And don't be tight with it. If you put 50 in, I don't know if you can go back and get that 50 now, because you got to have a certain amount in it. But after you get about 115, and God might tell you, go get the 100. Boy, you know you've been, oh God, go get the 100. I want you to plant it in John Osteen ministry. Oh God. Took you 3 months to get that 100, you know. No, go get it, because he won't give you 600. Hurry up and get that 100 out of there, blocking your 600. I hope I'm not preaching in vain. It making sense, Bob? You understand? Y'all understanding this? Boy, about the next 10 weeks, somebody call you broke, you're going to knock them out. I mean, you're going to be so fired up in here, because I see the Spirit, what the Spirit of God is doing. See, he using me in my gift, the way I'm teaching. He's using me to get you. See, give. Look at that voice. Say, give. Everybody say, give. Everybody say, give 3 times.
Give.
That's the way John get him. Say it. Give, give, give.
Give.
Look at your name and tell him, give.
Give.
And Let me tell you something about this giving. You got another old spirit come on with that giving, and you give to the wrong person. I did that. I got crazy one time. You know, I had a few dollars, and I started giving. I give him $50. Lord said, that dead ground you just planted in. I said, Lord, I planted in 3 dead fields, I believe. He said, ain't nothing coming up. That was you. That wasn't me. See, God tell you who to give to. God have told me to give the wealthy people. And I just give him something. And I know this man got money. God said, give him something. I'll give it to him. So you see, we got to have it going around, looking around for somebody broke. The brokest preacher you can find. A preacher who ties real bald. And they get out and they got that same shiny suit on. That's the reverend you want to give to, because you want to help the Lord. No, you're not helping the Lord. That stupid preacher shouldn't have them bald ties. If he's serving the same God I'm serving, he shouldn't be broke. Not after 5 years, he shouldn't be broke. I was broke for 15 or 20. I was a real stupid preacher. You imagine sitting up and a broke preacher going to preach faith in you. I know what God want to do for you. No, I ain't telling you. I know what God will do for you. Say this with me. I'll never be broke.
I'll never be broke.
Another day in my life.
Another day in my life.
My father.
Don't want me broke.
I'm in agreement.
With the Spirit.
Of
prosperity.
I believe the Bible.
God's children
should have it.
It's mine now.
From this day forward.
I see myself.
I see my household.
I see my church.
I see my neighbor.
Bless abundantly.
Above all,
I can ask or think.
If you believe it, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You can do better than that. Come on.
Hallelujah.
Come on, you can do better than that.
Hallelujah.
How many of you all can say that was good preaching or wasn't good preaching or wasn't good preaching?
Dr. Leroy Thompson is the president and founder of Ever Increasing Word Ministries, an outreach ministry of the Word of Life Christian Center in Darrow, Louisiana. For more information on this dynamic teaching ministry, visit our website at www.eiwm.org. Or you can write Dr. Thompson at P.O. Box 7, Darrow, Louisiana, 70725.